Well, it's been obviously a very, very difficult and quite a traumatic 6 months. Certainly wasn't what we had planned. It's not what we wanted. And it's still a shock. There's no question about it. It still comes as a shock. Every morning you wake up, it's a shock. You cannot believe what has happened, and you cannot believe it has happened on your watch. And that, I suppose, is the first feeling you get in the day. So it is a long day. When you have been well used to working, as I was for the best part of 40 years. And as a family, we gave our lives to Austin's. We gave absolutely everything to bring it from where it was in the mid-70s. And it was in a sad state then. And we brought it to its magnificence. And it was a magnificent store. And we had great times. And we were very, very successful until the most recent few years.
Does it hurt?
It really does hurt. It hurts because, I suppose, at this stage, you don't expect that it would that the store would actually close, that the business would be coming to an end. And apart from the business aspect of it, and it's a terribly challenging time for anyone in retail, there was tremendous bonds with your staff, your work colleagues, and many of the staff in Austin's would have been 20, some even there 30 years. And these people were, these were your friends, were part of your life. And it is a bit like a death because it suddenly has ended. And that mentally is a very hard thing to handle.
Do you go near Austin's now?
Well, for the first couple of weeks, it became very difficult, yes. And I have to confess that, when I do go into the city centre, it does take a bit of energy and courage to walk into the Diamond area. But it's a very sad sight. And it does hurt. There's no question about it. You expect it to be open. You expect it to be thriving. You expect everything that you remember about it, fondly remember. But it is sad the way the building is now because it is always locked up. I haven't seen any real activity about the store. But I think one of the worst parts is that almost every night you dream about it. You dream about the store.
I mean, Do you really?
I dream about Austin's. There would hardly be a night there would not be some little dream. And it's always a similar theme that it is there and it is working away, it is thriving, it's busy, and it's what you fondly remember. So that's obviously firmly imprinted in the back of my mind, and I'm sure my brother's mind, and I'm sure all of the staff. And those are the strange things about whenever there's been a sudden separation that your mind hasn't completely detached.
What was taken away from you that day?
Well, I think, I suppose, pride. It was very humiliating, the whole experience.
How
it was
do you
disheartening.
Mean humiliating?
Well, you felt that you felt and you could not help feel that you failed everyone else, that you've let everyone down because of what had happened. And people will say to me, it's not your fault. It's not your brother's fault, it's not your family's fault. These things are happening. They're happening to a lot of good retailers. We were not alone, and certainly in the city centre, when you think of some of the retailers around us who also closed around the same time. So there was that sense that, although you felt you had let many people down, not only your staff and your suppliers and your customers, but you let the city centre down. And the city's worse for it. There's no question about it. And, one of my ambitions would be to try and get the city centre's vibrancy back, ideally through the reopening of Austin's in some shape or form. But the Diamond area and that historic centre of our city, I think, is in a much worse state than it was some years ago.
You would know the building, of course, inside out, Declan.
Yes.
And I would imagine as time goes on, it probably needed a lot of work anyway, but do you think it must be falling kind of deeper and deeper into disrepair?
Well, any building that lies for more than 6 months, obviously it needs a lot of tender loving care. It cannot be just let go. And any building of that vintage, we would have spent an awful lot of money on maintenance, constantly maintaining it, keeping it up to standard. And if you let it go for 6 months, you'll notice that. You will see that all around. So I think the longer it goes on, the more difficult it will become for a current owner to keep it up to standard.
Would you urge the owners to take action sooner rather than later?
Well, absolutely. I would have considered that you know, it's imperative now, you know, especially after the sort of the spring-summer period. You're now getting into the winter period, which becomes more difficult with properties. They have to be properly ventilated and heated and so forth. So, you know, things need to be done at this stage in the normal course of events.
I get the sense from talking to you today, Declan, that you still somewhat can't believe that this has all happened. Is that fair to say?
Well, yes. There is a disbelief. You know, I meet people, the ordinary people of Derry, and they are unbelievably supportive, and they can't believe what's happened. We can't believe it. Austin's is a great brand name. And if you look at the old records of Austin's, their customers span the length and breadth of Ireland. It wasn't just in this area. So there was that pride, and I think the pride was very, very, very important to us as a family through all those years. It is in the lifeblood, and suddenly it stops. And the way it stopped was, I think if I had thought that this was going to happen the way it has turned out, I probably would have been reluctant to go through with it. Didn't have much choice in the end of the day, but it would have been, I think, very, very hard mentally to prepare for it. Whenever, you know, these things happen, it is a shockwave, the like of which is very hard to explain to people. But you have to experience it yourself to truly understand.